You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Isang pagsusuri ang nagpakita na karamihan sa mga Australiano ay kulang sa buong kaalaman sa mga isyu sa kalusugang pang-isipan at ang mga gamot para dito. Ang pagsusuri ay lumabas sa gitna ng pagkabahala tungkol sa dami ng mga pasyenteng may sakit sa isipan na sumasangguni sa kagawaran ng emerhensiya at ang matagal na panahon ng paghihintay na hinaharap sa kanila. Ito ay nauwi sa mas malaking panawagan para sa mga malaking pondo upang matagpusan ang demanda sa kahabaan ng sektor ng kalusugang pang-isipan. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Samantha Beniak-Brooks. 4 sa 5 Australiano ang may opinyon na kakaunti ang ginagawa para itaas ang kaalaman sa mga isyu ng kalusugan sa isipan at ang mga gamot para dito. Ito ay lumabas sa isang bagong pagsusuri. Ayon sa ginawang pagsusuri ng Sydney Wesley Hospital, nakatagpo sila ng 3 sa 5 na nagsasabing kailangan nilang gumawa ng karagdagan para sa naturang isyu. Sa grupong may edad na mula 18 hanggang 24 na taon, 90% ng mga sumagot ang nakakaramdam na kailangan pa ng karagdagang hakbang. Sinabi ng punong ehekutibo ng Way Ahead Mental Health Association sa New South Wales, Elizabeth Priestley, na nakikita niya kung paanong ang sistema ay naglilito sa mga tao.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised at all. The mental health system is extremely complex, for number one. And you know, even if you've been working in the mental health system for a long time, it's still very difficult to maneuver and understand where the best options are for people to seek help and what's available for people to seek help.
Idinagdag ni Binibining Priestley na walang maliwanag na paraan sa kung paanong haharapin ng maganda ang mga taong may sakit sa isipan.
When if you suspect somebody might be unwell, you're not necessarily inclined to ask how they are or, you know, are you okay? Because if they answer, no, I'm not, the fear of what do I do then? What's the next word I say? How do I approach that person? And so there's a level of fear there, and which is really due to, I guess, ignorance about how to deal with somebody who may be going through a difficult time.
Ayon naman sa Pangulo ng Royal Australian at New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Dr. Kim Jenkins, edukasyon ang nagsimula pero aabutin pa ng mahabang panahon.
It's infinite how much we need to do, actually, in the way of education. Kids at school are getting much more in the way of mental health awareness and being educated a lot more earlier on. Perhaps it'll take a whole generational change until people can look upon mental health problems, mental illness, the same as we look upon physical illness. What we need to make sure we do is that we don't do anything that would increase stigma around this area.
Sinabi naman ng Australian College for Emergency Medicine na naniniwala silang kailangan din ng karagdagang atensyon at alaga sa mga pasyente. Ito ay natatagpuan nila bawat taon na mahigit na 250,000 Australiano ang nagtutungo sa emergency department na humahanap ng tulong para sa malubhang kondisyon sa isipan at ugali. Sinabi ni Simon Jedkin, presidente ng kolehiyo, na ang mga emergency departments ay hindi ang tamang lugar para sa mga sakit sa isipan.
The environment that patients are in, the emergency departments aren't set up to look after patients for a long period of time. We're there for emergencies. And we can make decisions on patients requiring admission very early in that stay in the ED. But unfortunately, moving from there to get their mental health assessment, in some cases, is taking incredibly long time.
Ang mga pasyente ay humaharap sa matagal na panahon bago masuri at natitiis din ng mahabang panahon ng paggagamot at bilang resulta ay umaalis sa emergency department bago matapos ang gamutan. Sinabi ni Dr. Judkins na ito ay nakakapinsala sa mga pasyenteng may sakit sa isipan.
That sort of busy emergency department environment, and often mental health patients will choose to leave because being in that environment for 16, 18, you know, 24 hours increases their stress and anxiety, and they in frustration, I suppose, they leave the ED, and that's certainly not a good thing.
Mas nakakaalarma ay ang mga tala tungkol sa mga katutubong Australiano na may 3% ng buong populasyon ng bansa. Natagpuan ng Australasian College of Emergency Medicine na sila ay bumubuo ng 11% ng lahat ng pagkonsulta sa mga emergency department na may sakit sa isipan. Sinabi ni Dr. Judkin na may maraming issue sa level ng alaga para sa mga katutubong Australiano.
With indigenous patients and accessing healthcare, we need to particularly look at how we make our hospital system and our emergency departments culturally safe for Indigenous patients. So not only for mental health patients, but also Indigenous patients and Indigenous patients with mental health problems.
Sa Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, sinabi ni Dr. Jenkins na kailangang ipadama ang mas magandang pagtrato sa lahat ng Australiano sa sistema ng kalusugan sa Australia.
With Indigenous patients and accessing healthcare, we need to particularly look at how we make our hospital system and our emergency departments culturally safe for Indigenous patients. So not only for mental health patients, but also Indigenous patients and Indigenous patients with mental health problems.
Idinagdag niyang sa kabuuan, ang sektor ay kailangang pagandahin.
I think we need to listen more. We need to listen to consumers. We need to listen to people who have had mental health problems, people who've been in the public system or in the private system of mental health care, and listen more to what their experiences are and what would help, what helps and what not so helpful.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.
sbs.com.au